Welcome to the Standard Bank CIB Why She Leads podcast. In this series, Standard Bank CIB shines the light on powerhouse deal makers who happen to be women. And today I have the honor to travel all the way from the Johannesburg studio to a studio in Nigeria. And the powerhouse that I'm about to have a conversation with is Joyce Dimpa, who is head of client coverage in Nigeria. Welcome, Joyce. It's an honor to have a chat with you this afternoon.
Thank you. So good to meet you, Judy.
Just looking through your profile, and I was really impressed with the things that you've achieved just on the academic side. Master's in finance, chartered financial analyst. How would you say your qualifications have prepared you for the position that you hold?
Going through the financial services industry, my first degree was in anatomy and medical science. One of the things I like to do is knowledge. I have a huge thirst and hunger for knowledge. Curiosity is very critical for me. But going through the industry that is male dominated, going through sectors that degrees and certificates were important, it was also critical for me to ensure that I was able to learn and use those same tools to get better at what it is that I do today. So being a CFA charter holder was a second step for me. The first one was getting my ACCA, which was my accounting career. So I was in banking and my first degree was in medical sciences. One thing I needed to do was to cement and validate my knowledge within the financial services sector. So it was important for me to become a chartered accountant. So that helped my understanding within the industry. But I would say that the interesting thing about learning is that once you do something, you just want to keep learning. So finishing my accounting background career, the next thing was to go and then become a chartered financial analyst. But that was actually a challenge for me from my first mentor, Roosevelt, who was also doing the exam, and he introduced me to it and said it would be great to register for it now that I've finished. It was a big one and a tough one, but I would say one of the biggest victories for me so far. And I'm very glad I did it. It's helped me even further, even if I did it at a later stage in my career. Because what it did for me and in my organization at that time was I was doing it at a senior level. I was a woman. I was not even in treasury. So the organization then made it important for people to go on with the same learning. And then a lot of people came to me and said to me, oh, that if you can do this and you're not in treasury, that I'm very happy to start this journey. And there weren't just women. There were men. There were women. So it was actually very rewarding to see that the journey that I went through, even in hardship, was very encouraging for others to start. So that's really my learning story, but I would say that is something that I'm very proud of.
That is so inspirational, Joyce. Wow, medical, finance, and not just finance, accountant first, and then the CFA route. There aren't many people I know that are both CAs and CFAs. So yeah, that's quite impressive. Did you ever practice on the medical side? I know you've been with the bank for 15 years. Was that your first job?
My medical journey was actually a journey for quests. It was a quest for knowledge for me. I didn't practice on my medical routes. It was more for knowledge. And I say that not with any disregard for that quest. But one of the biggest trends that I have today as an individual is one of the things I learned as a science student, and which is always asking the question why. So I didn't practice, but it helped me to always question things and was one of my biggest strengths. So the 15 years that I spent was in my first job, which was in another financial services industry in Nigeria. And I've spent another 5 at Standard Bank. So a lot of my career, my whole career has been in the financial services industry. But I have to tell you, I still know everything about anatomy and all the bones in the body. So I haven't forgotten it at all.
As a medical doctor, as part of my first training, I'm impressed, and I can relate. You spoke briefly about how it is a male-dominated space. Being in Africa, all of us, what do you think as leaders, women and men leaders, we can do to ensure that there is transformation where it matters in leadership? Leadership that represents both genders, male and female. What do you think we can do?
One of my biggest career victories was in the energy sector, which is very male dominated. I was the first lady in the industry to head that desk. So a lot of men had done it before me, and it was my biggest challenge, I have to say, so far. But I would tell you something interesting that happened to me. It was the year I lost my dad, and I had the opportunity to either take on that role or travel to Zambia to take on another role. And for me, I just thought about it and I said, well, the worst has happened. And everybody discouraged me and said to me, please don't do this. Everybody who's taking it has been fired. And I thought, well, what more can be worse than losing my dad? So I went into it fearless, thinking nothing else could happen. But it was a tough one, I have to tell you. Because first, I needed to build credibility as a person, and then credibility as a woman, which was even tougher. And then coming to a role where there was no female, just men, because there were a lot of them were engineers in STEM, of course. But I think one thing that will always guide me is always the curiosity and the hunger to learn. And just putting my mind down to understand and learn the industry in itself, and then just knowing that it's a journey, and then taking it one step at a time. So from a team where we didn't have women in, before I left that table, we had at least 50% representation from women who wanted to also be part of that team because they had seen me come into it, they had seen it happen. And every time I saw them, I said to them, just give yourself 1 year. All you need to do is focus on it. You will learn, you would understand. And I believe that now it's now represented more 75%, 25%. But even looking at it globally, you hear me talk a lot about learning. It always starts as a base for both sides, men and women. When you have interactions with clients, the first thing they want to ask and understand is you're able to bring value to their business. They're actually not checking to see whether you are a man or a woman. So when I say learning, I'm saying it to the women as well, because it's harder when you're a woman. So if you don't understand it, then it's also just twice as hard. So the first thing they want to understand is what value you bring and how you're going to help them solve the business. So if you don't understand it, you're not able to help with that journey. If you don't feel their pain, you're not able to help with the journey. And if you don't also have a mind to bring solutions, you're not also able to help with the journey. So just in leadership is just ensuring and encouraging that all organizations have a culture of ongoing and continuous learning and truly give people the right skills that are required to allow them compete on any scale, whether they're in Nigeria, whether they're in South Africa, whether they're in UK or any part of the world. That's the first and the best thing you can give to anyone. And then the other softer skills, you come as you build those relationships. So I would always still come back to the base of taking the time to understand. And that's the way we can also build that value.
Wow. One of the things I like that you said, over and above you mentoring other people and women, just living your life actually works as a role model for other people because you make it accessible. You say it's possible. I have no doubt in my mind that you've had mentors along the journey. What one thing have you learned from one of your mentors that sustains you during challenging times?
I would say the one thing that I've learned, and is quite hard to actually settle on this one because I have multiple mentors. The first person that I worked with, Roosevelt, the first thing he taught me was diligence and in eating the fruit of the land. And he says to me that it was just important to putting the best in everything that you do as an individual, as it helps you to stand. And it helps you to be able to say to anyone that you have done the part that you need to do, and then the reward that should come with it should come then after. So it was about diligence and reward. He taught me a lesson about diligence and reward. That was one thing that was critical for me in the first stage of my career. And if you allow me go on, I would say the second person, who was a lady, then taught me about wisdom. And in understanding that as I go on and early in my career and higher in my career, that I'm not going to be able to access everywhere my male colleagues can access. So I need to understand how I want to navigate the next course of my journey. And she was female. And she said to me that I need to be able to go through my career with wisdom, understanding that I can't go to all those places, but then I need to ask myself, what do I need to bring to the table to ensure that I'm still able to deliver, even if I can't make it to all those places that my male colleagues will go to? And that also helped me to understand how to navigate the next part of my journey. And the third was just humility. Understanding as I go through this journey, that it was important to stay true to who I am and still be me, even as I go through my life journey. So I think those three key things were key for me: the diligence, wisdom, and also humility. Those three words I would say.
I'm happy to say, Joyce, that we have a clip from one of your mentors. So we'll play it now.
My dear Joyce, happy to send you this very special message. I am super proud of the work that you are doing and the values that you continue to live by at work and in your personal life. I pray that you continue to be a beacon of light to your colleagues within the Standard Bank Group, and wish you the very best. Keep the flag flying high.
My goodness, wow. I can't believe it.
That feels special, right?
It was just awesome. You can't even understand how it feels. Yeah. I sent her email yesterday. I can't even believe it.
It's so good to be surrounded people that make it possible for you. But obviously, you are the driver of your destiny and your self-improvement. But to have the support is so important. And I have no doubt that you also mentor others. And maybe you can just share what you might have learned from the people that you mentor.
I would say that one thing I've learned from the people that I mentor, and it's quite interesting to share that, is not to give up. A lot of the strength I actually received were from my mentees when I was also down. And he'll tell me, don't worry, you're the best, you're good at this, just keep going. And I would say the one thing they told me was not to give up, never give up. They're a young generation, but there's a strength, an innate strength that I would say I find in a lot of the young people that I also mentor. They are really strong people, and they've given me the strength not to give up.
Oh, that's amazing. You have passion for empowerment, financial inclusion, and just literacy training of people. What informs that?
One thing that I would say, if I can share my experience, was I read a book. It was a long time ago, about 20 years ago. Still can't remember, but a lot of the things in there, but there were things that caught me, and it was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And it made it clear to me that if there was one thing I didn't want to be in, was to be caught in what they call a rat race. So the quest for just being independent, the quest for being financially free, was very important for me. And once I got the learning, it was important for me to share with others as well, because I realized that it gave me a lot of strength and passion in putting in my best into my workplace. Because then I wasn't focused on this or that or what the reward was. It was now really focused on the best of me, as opposed to focusing on the reward. Not like reward is not important, don't get me wrong, but then I could put my attention on where it really needed to be. So that really impacted me. And I wanted to share the same thing with everyone who I mentor, just to make it easier for them to also be able to go through their workplace journey. So that's one of the reasons that I share that. And I have a huge, huge quest for knowledge when it comes to finance, And I have, so I'm, I like to share that knowledge as well. That's one thing that I would say is drives me in that, in the sharing of that knowledge.
Oh, great. Thanks very much for that, Joyce. And to the interesting part now, twins that are 2 year olds and your senior position within the bank, how is that juggling act?
I have to laugh and smile at that one because I have to say that's one of the biggest juggling acts I've ever seen in my life. I'm still working at that one. I tell people I haven't slept for 2 years, but it's so rewarding just growing and also watching my babies grow. So I can't complain even without sleep for 2 years, but it's been an interesting journey. And every time I talk to moms and tell them, oh, you didn't tell us this is how it would be, they say to me, if we did, you'll never do it. So I'm very happy to also do the same thing they've done to me, to my other friends, not tell them how it's going to be. But I can't complain. Standard Bank has been amazing. I couldn't have done this anywhere else. It really allows you to be a mom. It allows you to be the best of who you are. And we're truly grateful to be in an organization like Standard Bank. I don't take it lightly at all, because I know that I have colleagues in other industries, in the finance industry and in other places where it's, of course, I'm sure they're going through the same, but I have to give all that gratitude to the organization, because I see others who are also going through the same journey and they're doing well. Not easy, but they're doing well, I have to say.
Oh, thank that's you. Great. A quick one on that, as a new parent, has it changed you? Has it taught you anything about yourself that you didn't know?
I love that question. I'm a twin mom of a boy and a girl. And I'm sharing my experiences now with everyone. And more importantly, also focusing on women. I see the difference. Having the benefit of bringing up a boy and a girl at the same time is very interesting. It might be different for others, but in my experience, I see that the boy is fearless, but I see my daughter is always calculated, wanting to take her time. She doesn't want to take the risk. So I also see myself and I ask myself, wow, that this must be why it takes us, it takes me, but I can't talk for others anyway, but I believe that quite a number of women in the same category, it takes us a lot longer to become, while it might take my male colleague a lot shorter because they're born natural. Is natural for them to take certain risks while women really need to take their time. So I now see my daughter and I understand that my work and my role is also help her navigate some of those concerns early on so that she can also embrace life early and understand that it's okay to fail and not be worried about some of those failures that we worry about as ladies. And growing up in Africa where you are taught to be seen and not heard. So some of those things are things that I also want to make sure that my daughter early on also experiences it a bit differently from the way that I did as a mom in Africa.
Wow, that's a business school of parenting, a boy and a girl at the same time. And these are the formative years. Well done, Joyce. Do you have a bucket list? And if you do, what is in it? What is still missing? What, you know, you still want to achieve?
I do. I have a bucket list and it's changing over years. Every decade it changes. I think my bucket list used to have bungee jumping, skydiving. It had going to every country in the world. It's changing and I can understand why. But I would say that I still have a few things, and I believe that travel is there. Travel is still key for me. I really do enjoy traveling, and I would definitely still like to travel to at least 100 countries. I'm on 30-something now, so I still have 70 to go. I still have 70 to go, so I hope that I have enough money to do all that travel. So 100 is still on my bucket list. But travel, I would say, and just being able to experience the world, because I believe in the world, in itself and in life in itself of being enjoyed. I don't have any of those hard line, I want to be this, I want to be the CEO. No. I think travel is still key because I believe that a lot of the experiences that I've gotten have been from others. And it has also been from going to different places and really seeing that we're not all very different. We're just in different shapes and sizes, but not all very different. Understanding and seeing the differences in others helps me to also be a better person. So I am still very keen on traveling and getting to know people in other parts of the world.
That's amazing. You've just added something to my bucket list. I'll start by counting the countries I've been to. But thank you so much, Joyce. It was an honor to share this conversation with you. And I do wish you all the best, especially the twins. Have fun and enjoy every milestone because they grow up so quickly. Before you know it, they're out of the house. And they're like, okay, what did I do before they were there? But thank you. It was a true honor to meet you and have a chat to you.
Thank you. Thank you. I really can't express how this has made me feel. And just hearing my mentor also just even give me those words has even given me double zeal. And then sharing with you, and I'm sure you've heard and also interviewed lots of people, but knowing that we are setting aside this special time to speak to ladies and understand and see how they do it is actually very rewarding. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you. Thanks, Joyce. All the best.